Good morning. You are listening to Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. This is The Raven, and today is Sunday, September the 1st, 2013. We're going to continue our discussion of what would the future look like that works for us. And I want to begin, first of all, by thanking Alan Markowski of KPFZ Lakeport for inviting me to come. And I'm still processing the entire experience because I went up a day early and got to spend a good day and a half in Lake County. And it's given me a lot to ponder. Blood Island, the massacre of 98% of the native population, the naming of Kelseyville after a mass murderer, that only 16,000 of the county's 61,000 participate in wage work, that 30% of the population is Spanish speaking, and I saw nary a one in this gorgeous downtown area, which is, and you know, they kept telling me this is the poorest county in the state, but you wouldn't know it to walk through the downtown area. I mean, that's a pearl of a place. I was also really impressed with the fact that that was an almost all volunteer radio station that was accessible, literally accessible to the entire community. Although they still don't have any Spanish-speaking programming, so that's on their agenda, I'm sure. It also showed me the importance of human scale for getting that rootedness that allows you to start becoming bigger. That and the fact that they are able to limit their participation in the wage work system, which is what we talk about today, how our gifts get stolen in that system, and you can't grow your own if you're too busy minimizing them to survive.